Jax Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News Vice Presidential Debate. I'm Sherry Preston. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz standing side by side in their first and probably only showdown. They discussed immigration, the economy, the Middle East, and abortion last night on the debate stage. ABC's Chuck Sievertson keeping an eye on what was said.
On abortion, Republican Vance.
I never supported a national ban. I did, during when I was running for Senate in 2022, talk about setting some minimum national standard.
Democrat Walz about a woman under restrictions in Georgia.
She had to travel a long distance to North Carolina to try and get her care. Amber Thurman died in that journey.
In the CBS News Vice Presidential Debate, Vance saying that Walz signed a bill that put no obligation on doctors to save babies born under botched abortions is not true.
The election is now just over a month away. Today, Vance will travel to the battleground of Michigan and Walz will be in Pennsylvania. There are no more debates scheduled before November 5th. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The risk of wildfires is higher than normal this week. The Department of Natural Resources is asking people to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. The forecast calls for dry, windy weather. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Donald Trump returns to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. People in Dane County are encouraged to speak out on next year's county budget a week from tonight. The Dane County Board will hold a public hearing. Acting County Executive Jamie Kuhn released the first draft on September 18th. People can attend in person or online. More information will be posted with the agenda by Friday. People who don't have cars have a tough time getting around. That's the point of the National Week Without Driving this week. City of Madison spokesman Dylan Brogan.
Most of humankind didn't have a car until when? 40, 50, 60 years ago? So I think taking 1 week to just think about how else we navigate our city is a good exercise.
Advocates for disability rights in particular are asking people to experience life for those who can't drive. Brogan says Madison is easier to get around than many other cities with bus rapid transit and a sweeping network of bike trails. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Neither team got a hit after the run scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20, a little gustier by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy, 49 tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 by Friday. It will be sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Nirvana's Nevermind was partially produced here in Madison at Smart Studios by Butch Vig.
Butch Vig, I met him. I actually was working at Ward Brot at the time, and he came in and rented a piano. The suits at Ward Brot didn't want to rent them, you know, because they looked like grungy.
Did you vouch for him?
I did. I vouched for him, and I stuck my neck out and said, these guys are all right. Let's rent them a piano.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't have made that album without me.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little weather and wine with Civic Media's Brittany Merlot. We wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Amanda Zaworski would disagree with you on It's a Beautiful Thing. A young bride in Texas, waiting for their child at 18 weeks. She has a complication, a tear in the membrane. She needs to go in. The medical care at that point needs to be decided by the doctor. And that would have been an abortion. But in Texas, that would have put them in legal jeopardy. She went home, got sepsis, nearly dies, and now she may have difficulty having children.
Coach did fantastic. Did fantastic last night. All right, this is, just we know intrinsically, if everyone we love loves somebody,
right.
Yes. They have to be super amazing, awesome.
Yes,
Ben Kirshner, Brian Tyler Cohen, who will join us next week.
Mm-hmm.
All love Lucas Koontz, who is going to beat Josh Hawley in the great state of Missouri. Hang on, there he is. Joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. Chris was giving you lozenge tips for losing your voice
yes.
on the campaign trail.
Well, thank God. I mean, I'm telling you, we're having these rallies, and they've been so big, we have to move them outside. We had over 500 people trying to jam into a brewery in rural Missouri the other day, and it leads to a lot of yelling, and despite my Marine Corps yelling training, because I was a Marine for forever, and it's taking a toll. So I got to get these lozenges and hook myself up. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
I don't know if he's going to be too scared to debate you, but could you call him a jackwagon? Because that's my favorite Marine saying.
Well, yeah, you're giving me all sorts of fun stuff here. We might have to do that. I'm going to add it to the list.
Yeah.
So I know you are really within striking distance. Can I just say, watching J.D. Vance last night, who I believe, Lucas, missed 45 out of 45 votes in the Senate, who, even according to colleagues there, has done virtually nothing, reminds me of Josh Hawley. I didn't know this till you tweeted it. You said, as our senator, Josh Hawley has secured $0 in congressionally directed spending for Missouri. You read that right, $0. That's literally the job. So what has he been up to instead? Writing self-help books, PACs love to buy in bulk, and breaking the law and costing us. I mean, wow. Do the people of Missouri know that?
Well, they do, and it's absolutely incredible. I mean, that's one of the reasons we've closed the gap, you know, from being behind double digits to just being behind 4 points.
Wow.
After just, you know, like 6 weeks of being on television. It's just, they think it's criminal because it kind of is, right? I mean,
yeah.
And he was asked by some reporters the other day, you know, why, when our previous Republican senators and previous Democrat senators brought money home, why he won't do it. And I guess he just says it's not his job, which, not making a lot of people that here happy who sent him to Washington to bring money home.
Right.
Lucas, here's the other thing is, the lying, if you watch the debate last night, it seems to become a feature of the Republican Party and not a bug. You also tweeted, Senator Josh Hawley takes credit for nearly $100 million in funding for new military housing at Fort Leonard Wood. He voted against it multiple times. I mean, this is like all the things J.D. Vance just lied about last night, right?
He actually filibustered it. Like, he no kidding filibustered this this funding, and then he claims that he brought it in. And it's just, when you don't have anything else and you're afraid because you realize that you should be, you know, winning and you're about to lose, these guys get scared and they just they run afraid.
Well, and by the way, we just played Coach Walz talking about the abortion ban, which, again, J.D. Vance just lied. He absolutely is on tape several times saying he wants a total abortion ban. You tweeted, Josh Hawley's total abortion ban is putting Missouri women in danger. It's putting, I loved Coach Walz's line about, you know, it shouldn't depend on geography, a woman's bodily autonomy. There obviously are women dying trying to get to other states that don't have total bans, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, we had the first ban after Roe fell, and it was no exceptions even for rape and incest. And it's not even just geography, you know, because if you're a country club politician like Josh Hawley and someone in your family needs an abortion, in vitro fertilization, contraception, you can pay for it out of pocket, right? Or you have enough money to go somewhere else. And it's, you know, I grew up in this great working class neighborhood in mid-Missouri, where my family went bankrupt from medical bills, you know, really hard. And we were saved by everybody in that neighborhood bringing food by the house, you know, passing the plate down at church for us. And that's who doesn't have access to the care that they deserve right now, right? Because they don't have the money, they don't have the resources to make those travels, to pay for things out of pocket. And I just don't think we should have a two-tiered system of rights in our country where if you have wealth and money, you get all the medical care you want, including access to abortion and contraception. And if you don't, you're just, you know, at the whims of these creepy politicians who want to tell us how to live and decide what our lives look like, right? It's wrong.
Thank you. I'm glad it's a man saying creepy, because we use that word almost every day.
Yes. You know, he creeped on me the other day, so I think I can say it now. I had the wildest experience with the man. First time I ever met him, too.
What? Ooh. Tell us. Yeah. Tell.
Well, so I was at the state fair and here in Missouri, and actually I go to the state fair every year. So a year ago I went to the state fair and Josh Hawley was there, and I thought, gosh, I never met the guy. Maybe I should go up and meet him. So I went up to say hi, and you won't believe what happened.
Oh,
okay. January 6th all over again. The man ran away as fast as he could. Oh. And, you know, some of the reporters noted it here. It was kind of funny. And apparently, though, you know, he spent the year in between rereading his book on manhood, and truly, if your listeners don't know, Josh Hawley actually wrote a self-help book titled it Manhood, you know, The Secrets of Masculinity from the Coward of January 6th, and for just, you know, $3.32 on Amazon, you can get all those.
Yeah. But, Lucas, that is the word. I always say it's like profiles in cowardice. You know, he is running away on January 6th after, you know, giving that big fist to the insurrectionists, you know, acting like a tough guy. And I just, for the life of me, the Josh Hawleys and the Ted Cruzes, I hope, see some accountability for being actually a very key part of the insurrection, right? In terms of the bloodless part of the coup, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just embarrassing here. But, I mean, he knows it's embarrassing because, like I said, after not meeting him a year ago at the state fair, I think he went real deep on his manhood book, because this year at the state fair, totally different story. Like, so I'm standing under this pavilion talking to this farmer named Wes, and we start to hear this ruckus coming from behind us. And we're like, huh, what is that? And I'm talking to Wes, and Wes, like, starts kind of like, he's a little shorter than me, so he's like kind of standing up, looking over my shoulder. And I look around and I hear the noise, but I just see like a mass of people. And I go back to talking to Wes, and then, like, out of the noise, some clarity starts to appear, and I start to hear my name. I hear Koontz, Koontz. Has anyone seen Koontz? Is Koontz out of his basement? Is Koontz not hiding anymore? And I'm like, well, what the hell is it? This is for me. Oh my God, this is for me. So I'm like, who is that? Like, what is the stunt going on? And I look, and I turn around, and Wes and I are looking, and sure enough, our sitting U.S. senator is literally yelling my name, plowing through people, knocking them out of the way like it's Friday Night SmackDown, WWE style.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, I mean, when I say that, I mean, like, all mic'd up, camera crew trailing
him. Oh, God.
cutest little Western outfit you have ever seen, though. I mean, it was incredible. Like, sure, the shirt was a little too small, but, like, the pearl snaps were amazing. And have you guys seen that Barbie movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God, man. Midwestern Ken. His hair was all blown out, sort of frosted. It was amazing. And
can I say I love this particular brand of Missouri towel snapping?
It was just great. Oh, look, I'm not above giving the man a compliment if he has earned it. And like I said, he killed it. And he's just there yapping up at me. And all I can think is, like, why would our U.S. senator do this? It's because he's embarrassed about being a coward. And because he's afraid he's going to lose this election, right? There's no other reason a sitting U.S. senator would do something just so absolutely crazy.
Lucas, again, it's from the top down. Donald Trump, you know, draft dodger, coward, won't even sit down with 60 Minutes because they'll be fact-checking. They're just all talk, and they're cowards. And I was going to say Claire McCaskill's, but you also got lozenge tips from her on how to get through the whole campaign without losing your voice. But, you know, she made a great point the other day on TV just about, you know, the reason that she won her seat, you know, because when Todd Akin said that horrible thing about legitimate rape and women have a way to shut that thing down, she said his whole party condemned him.
Yep.
That Republican Party is gone, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Josh Hawley is way more extreme than Todd Akin, which is like a crazy thing for me to even say, right? But right. I mean, he's been very cutting edge on all of the issues that these guys love. Like in 2013, Josh Hawley wrote an article. Well, you saw how in vitro fertilization was banned in Alabama for a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, in 2013, Josh Hawley pioneered the legal argument for why in vitro fertilization, the morning after pill, and any type of contraception that prevents implantation of a fertilized egg are all abortion and should be treated as such, which, of course, he said on the floor of the Senate is murder. And it's just like he is the Todd Akin of this cycle, and it's really sad that people don't disown him at the top. But Missourians are disowning him. I mean, Missourians can't stand the man. He comes across as, like, just really gross, frankly, and smarmy. And it's a real opportunity for us here to...
Yeah, and you could be describing J.D. Vance. I know, that's what I'm saying. It's become a brand on the GOP. Like, everything you just talked about, J.D. Vance is like, oh, Donald Trump and I want to be the most pro-family. And he listed all these things. He's voted against.
Right.
Fertilization, anything that would help children that are already born. I mean, it's extraordinary how they just sort of lie. I mean, we were talking the other day, Lucas, about the difference in the parties, just that, you know, there are so many, like, I think Coach Walls said it last night, they just want to dwell on the problem, not the solution. They just, it's all politics for them when, you know, we could fix our infrastructure. I think you mentioned health care. You know, we don't have to live this way with 1960s airports and trains and, you know, a health
care. Sure, I mean. Right. Well, they don't want to fix it. I mean, like, let's look at the border, right? I mean, so Josh Hawley is running an ad saying that, you know, I'm going to give everybody gold-plated health insurance who comes across the border without documentation. And, which, of course, I don't even know where he's getting that from, so he's just making it up. But, like, when you look at his situation, like, the votes he's taken on the border, like, the man voted against our former Senator Roy Blunt's bill that Donald Trump signed in 2019. He voted against fentanyl scanners at the border, and the scariest thing coming through the through the border is fentanyl that is, you know, the number one killer for Missourians age 44 and under. He voted against those, and he voted against, you know, when I was a Marine, I deployed to Iraq on a police training team, but I was scheduled to be there on a border team, so I went down to the border. I trained with the Border Patrol, and those guys endorsed the bill just this year, the bipartisan border bill, that Josh Hawley again voted against to fund and equip it, and so it's like, literally on every issue, including the ones where, you know, they think they're strong or whatever, like, they don't want to actually solve these problems.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to solve the problems. They just want to have them as campaign issues. And it's really just unbelievable how fake they are.
Yeah. I know. Lucas, how about last night, you know, talking about the gun problem, J.D. Vance, well, first of all, he blamed the border for everything. But he said the gun problem's because of the border and we need stronger windows and locks. On our doors. I mean, it's just.
I do need to make a terribly deep confession here. I didn't watch the debate. I've actually never watched any debate before. So I didn't see it.
You're a little busy.
I'm enjoying
you're a little
your,
busy.
Yes. I'm enjoying your summaries of it.
That's right. That's why I had you on to
you're
just
smart.
Yeah. Well, let's. So I, you know, but I want to end with Lucas that it seems like only former Republicans are allowed to tell the truth. Former Republican Senator Jack Danforth helped Josh Hawley get elected in 2018. Danforth says he now regrets it.
Wow.
He said Hawley not only voted against the Defense Authorization Act, he filibustered it, Danforth said. He felt so strongly against the various components of it, military pay raise, rebuilding the Navy, rebuilding the artillery, rebuilding the whole defense structure, that he filibustered it. Filibustered. You could vote against it, okay, if you think we don't want to do that much for defense, but filibuster it? No. So, you know, again, Republican senator, that Jack Danforth, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have actually disowned him in the state, so maybe it is a little bit more like Todd Akin. Yeah, he's also said, former Senator Jack Danforth has said that Josh Hawley's the worst mistake he has ever made helping Josh Hawley, and that he wants Josh Hawley to lose this election. Josh Hawley's funders have all left him, too, which has given us a unique position where we're able to compete on the money front. We're able to get the word out there. That's why we've gotten the polling so close. And, I mean, when you talk about having no friends, I mean, Mitch McConnell kicked Josh Hawley off the Senate Armed Services Committee because he was so bad on national security and defense that even the Republicans couldn't stand having him there. You know, the firefighters in our state, statewide firefighters, yep, have endorsed me. They've endorsed all the other Republicans statewide. And so it's just it's a very unique opportunity where we're getting the crossover vote that you don't always get. And,
wow,
you know, I think my background as a Marine helps, but also Josh Hawley being like a cartoon villain, that helps a lot too.
You know what has been the final push for a lot of people, Lucas, is doing the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, which will be in Kansas City October 12th. Nancy Pelosi did it and then became Speaker. Governor Pritzker just did it and became Governor of Illinois. I'm just saying, Lucas, your friend Glenn Kirshner
well,
is probably going to do
I
it.
Well, I wish I had known that we had a king and queen maker here before we'd already scheduled October 12th for something else.
Aww.
I mean, how about a little more heads up next time?
Well, I think
breaking we my heart here.
Might want to do a little switchy-switchy because I'm just saying. Martin Sheen's doing the one in L.A., and he might become the actual president because of
we
that.
Never
I'm
know.
Just saying, you never
yeah.
We never know.
Yeah, we're having Jess Piper, who's the executive director of Blue Missouri, who's doing great work there.
Yeah.
Lives in farm country right in the border there near Iowa. So I think all things are possible this year, including in Missouri. And so we wish you all the best of luck, Lucas.
Thank you. Yeah, the energy's real. If anyone wants to find out more about the campaign, you can go to lucaskuntz.com or follow us at lucaskuntzmo for Missouri on Twitter or Instagram, and just really appreciate you, Stephanie.
And also, we're out here in Hollywood with John Goodman. If John Goodman tells us to do something, we just do it.
Yeah,
yep, exactly.
John Goodman writes me every day
boom,
about
there you.
There
you go, man. He's all on board on the campaign.
All right. Thank
Good
you,
Missouri boy.
Yeah. He is.
Thank you, Lucas. See you
thank
next
you
time.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
There
bye,
he goes.
Bye.
22 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by not just any probiotic. There's a lot, you know, you've heard about them, and then you just Google.
Right.
Yeah. Try just like going, oh, I'll think I'll buy a probiotic. Bam.
That's not going to survive.
11 billion.
Yeah. It's not going to survive your stomach acid.
That's right.
No.
Survivability.
Yeah.
That's why most probiotics fall short. It's almost like you cheated to get ahead on this test, Chris. But yes, to do it has to, your stomach acid can dissolve metal.
I studied hard.
That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It is the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability than traditional probiotics. It's a game changer. Your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. Clinically proven, Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today. 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com, promo code Stephanie.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, in November, the American people will make a choice. We hope they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. And in October,
October, if you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org, who has helped register millions of voters, and you will get $250 off any new smartphone. Wow. It's so easy to switch. You can keep your current phone number. You can even bring a phone you already have to Credo Mobile. Yes, little teeny tiny, you can make a big difference in the world. Learn more at CredoMobile.com right now. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. Don't forget the promo code VOTE50, and Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. How much do we love Lucas Coons?
We do.
We do. We
and
love
his
him.
His towel snapping Missouri machismo.
He was
his
funny.
Marine machismo. I think he is going to call Josh Hawley a jackwagon at my suggestion sometime before this campaign.
I think he will. Why not?
Oh, we are working that sexy liberal thing. Can have you in and out of the theater in 30 minutes.
We're trying.
He's trying to use Glenn Kirshner as bait.
We are.
See if John Goodman will come with me to Missouri. Also, speaking of fantastic guests, I am so excited about this. Suzanne Craig, who wrote Lucky Loser, Pulitzer Prize-winning author, will be on.
On Friday. With her co-author. They're both
so
on.
So excited. I love her. It goes to Bob Seska's tweet. Someone said, I may be slow. I'm still over here trying to figure out how you bankrupt a casino. And Bob said, the part of this doesn't get as much discussion as it should. He was so horrendous with money, had so many bankruptcies, he had to be put on an allowance, a cork on his fork.
Yeah.
Like Rupert. Let's give this ungainly loser the keys to the national economy again. Thank you, Bob. Can't wait for this one. Suzanne Craig. All right, and Malcolm Nance on a secret mission next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin have picked new presidential electors. 10 Wisconsin Republicans posed as fake electors for Donald Trump 4 years ago. They agreed to a settlement last year that called for them to admit Joe Biden won. They also agreed not to serve as electors in any election involving Trump. A new report on agribusiness consolidation calls for better enforcement of antitrust laws. The report's author is Basil Musharbish.
It doesn't have to be this way. These firms are smart and powerful. They've executed strategies over decades. The U.S. government allowed it because we made policy decisions not to enforce the antitrust laws. We can take action to fix that.
The report finds decades of mergers have reduced competition, leading to higher costs for farmers and consumers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Sauk County authorities say they've arrested four more suspects in connection to a fatal standoff near Baraboo in July. They were still looking for two more last we knew. All six are charged with helping Jeffrey Miller break out after he shot at Baraboo police in July. He was later found at a house outside town where he holed up. Investigators say Miller later shot himself. In all, 11 people are charged in the case. Five others were charged this summer. A UW-Madison student could be disciplined for taking part in last spring's encampment protests. There was a hearing this week for Vingesh Ramachandran. He's a graduate student and a member of the Students for Justice in Palestine group. He's accused of violating university policy. Pro-Palestinian students and others pitched tents and camped on Library Mall in May. Two graduate students faced disciplinary hearings linked to an op-ed they wrote supporting the encampment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20, a little gustier by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy, 49 tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 by Friday. It will be sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
There's more to the walk to end Alzheimer's than just walking. And there's more reasons to take part, too. It's for families facing the disease, for treatments, for stopping Alzheimer's. Join WMDX for Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's at Warner Park in Madison, Sunday, October 6th, starting at 8:30 a.m. Be part of the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease with WMDX. Learn more or sign up today at ALZ.org. ALZ.org.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the legendary comedy team Stephen Leo, writers of The Santa Claus, Space Jam, and Kicking and Screaming. And Abby Novak joins the show to talk Appleton's Shop, Sip, and Stroll.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Minute 90.
Democracy.
Democracy. And I actually thought J.D. Vance would say, well, of course, you know, blah, 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 blah. He didn't. He doubled down on the Donald Trump. Donald Trump would not admit that Joe Biden won that election, and J.D. Vance didn't either. And the problem is, as the person chairing the inauguration, no matter who wins, chairing January 6th, I am well aware of what's going to happen here. We need people of both parties, once the election results are clear, to embrace that. And no one, especially independents and moderate Republicans, want to put an autocrat in place that isn't even respecting the wishes of the democracy.
Yeah. Malcolm Nance tweeted, Waltz's forceful defense of democracy just won this debate, no question. Let's talk to him now, shall we?
We can dance if we want to, if we hope somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, hi.
It's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, hi, well, secret.
Hi.
Hello, secret mission man. Hello. Hi, Malcolm.
Hey, you know, this mission's so secret that they cut off the Zoom.
Yeah, they did.
I know. So I can't see your handsome mug.
We don't even have Zoom in this godforsaken space. Like, actually, this is something I will tell you about the Middle East. The Middle East does not operate on Signal or Zoom or FaceTime. It operates on WhatsApp. Uh-huh. I mean, everybody from the donkey driver to the five-star hotel, they all contact you via WhatsApp.
Malcolm, you're right, though. I think that was the knockout punch last night, was just the fact that he could not say Donald Trump lost the election, right? And that he would certify the results if he were the vice president. I mean, that was the whole debate in my mind.
Yeah, it absolutely was. You know, but you have to understand Tim Walton's fighting strategy. He wasn't going to come up right up front. He was, you know, softening him up and being Mr. Nice Guy very early on. And I started seeing some disappointing tweets before then. But then it's sort of like Muhammad Ali, right? Rope-a-doped him, and he hits him on abortion, hits him on housing. And then as soon as he got him to, you know, on January 6th, I mean, the first thing I thought was, down goes Ali, or down goes Frazier.
Right. Down goes Frazier.
Hey, and that's exactly what happened to J.D. Vance. And he couldn't recover from it. And I literally saw right-wingers going, he was doing so well.
Yeah.
And he finally got caught out in his flowery lies.
Yeah.
And couldn't defend democracy. He defended Trump.
Yeah. Oh, laugh out loud lies that Donald Trump protected the ACA, that he took part in a transfer piece for, peaceful transfer of power. You're what?
That's not even revisionist history. Okay. That is just like, living in a Twilight Zone episode. Hey, this guy to come and literally flip this, Trump saved Obamacare. Well, how about the 100 times he got the Republican Congress to try to kill him?
Yeah.
100 times. Every time he opened his mouth on the stump, he said he was going to kill Obamacare. I have my own plan. It'll be out in 2 weeks. Yeah. That was like 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. By the way, were you shocked that that Ukraine, they didn't bring up Ukraine at all? We were just talking about this horrible story. The Russians poisoned the Sem River, is it? Just across the border from Ukraine. I mean, you know, among a million other things that are happening, J.D. Vance is on record as saying he doesn't care what happens to Ukraine, and it didn't even come up.
Well, to be quite honest, environmental terrorism and sabotage, Russia has been doing that since the beginning. They've poisoned rivers. They've actually salted and destroyed wheat fields. They would actually fire thermobaric rockets into fully developed harvest fields to set them aflame. There were no Ukrainian soldiers anywhere near them. They just wanted to burn the land, so they wasted military weapons on that. But, you know, that's not the most horrific thing they did. Just yesterday, there's a drone footage of them executing 16 Ukrainian soldiers. So that it didn't come up, I don't think had anything to do with Tim Walz. I think it had more to do with J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance didn't want to have to isolate any more Republicans who are pro-Ukraine Republicans, and the vast Ukrainian voting community that's in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
There's a huge number of Ukrainians in Pennsylvania. He's going to lose them. He's going to lose them. J.D. Vance was the one who said he wanted to completely defund Ukraine.
We were surprised. Like, we were saying that, you know, Middle East didn't come up. Ukraine didn't come up. You know, like the port strike,
right.
Which, by the way, mainstream media, this tweet with the picture of this guy, Trump shaking this guy's hand, feels important to note the president of the union leading the port strike has a longstanding relationship with Trump and is causing major damage to a roaring economy 5 weeks before the election. I mean, we're in October, Malcolm. You know,
yeah.
We're wondering what other, you know, October surprises are there. You know, clearly Netanyahu is rooting for Trump to get back in there. Is, you know, not going to be.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, with the ports union thing, the ILA, that is just economic sabotage, just straight up.
Yeah.
They were offered a package where they received a 50% pay raise, and that wasn't even what they were looking for. It's because this guy is closely tied to Donald Trump. And like you said, his arrogance of, we control everything that you have and we're going to cut it off. Well, you know what? Now it's time for maybe there needs to be some recalibration amongst the top of that union. You think the union members are going to sit there and want to be on strike for months and months and months and months? You know, I'm all for unions, but this guy is malignant. And he is going to screw over every one of his followers and probably take a lesser deal than they were offered. But, you know, it is sabotage. He's doing it just before the election. And he is one of Trump's tight buddies.
Yep.
With regards to Netanyahu in Israel, hey, you know, Iran dictates a lot of the pace of what's going on here. Could we have an October surprise that could change the balance of the election? I don't think so at all at this point.
Yeah.
I've been fighting these idiots all night, I'm 7 hours ahead of you. And these guys are all out here saying, well, you're not supporting Israel. Jesus Christ, our ship shot down a third of those ballistic missiles. And people act like we're not involved at all, and that Trump will do something, will make them afraid just by shouting at them. When you shout gibberish, people get afraid.
Yeah.
Jody and I had a very deep policy discussion yesterday. We just said boys are dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid wars, stupid.
Yeah, that was the end of the day conversation.
Well, you know, no, thank God for the Iron Dome, but you're like, okay, so they're going to shoot all these missiles. None of them are going to, it's just, what's the point of all this? It's so ridiculous. Yes. Boys are dumb. Okay, not you, Malcolm.
I mean, they did intercept every missile they wanted to intercept. Sometimes and I tweeted this before the attack occurred, that Israel is going to allow certain ones through that are going to hit remote desert areas. And, you know, why would you spend, $250 million, or $50-100 million interceptor on a missile that's going to hit sand? And you saw that the only casualty from this entire attack was unfortunately caught on videotape, where you see a large section of a ballistic missile fall and kill on a Palestinian from Gaza who was a refugee on the West Bank. So the Iranians killed, I believe, five of their own when a ballistic missile blew up on the launcher.
And
this poor guy from Gaza.
And I thought Governor Waltz did a great job last night talking about the Iran deal. Mm-hmm. And it's because of Donald Trump. Obviously the Iran deal. And then Trump, he said last week, we should have a deal. We did have a deal, you moron. Right?
Yes. Well, you know, part of the problem is that people were really wanting Tim to be an attack dog on that episode. But
not who he is.
The CNN focus group.
Yeah.
He won over 5 of 6 of the undecided voters by going halfway and showing, Wisconsin nice and then calling out the liar that he is. I mean, geez, J.D. Vance had so much Bollywood makeup on yesterday, but he's going to break into a dance.
Can I just say, you retweeted something like this, but Paul Krugman said, we've all become desensitized, but it's amazing how at this point the Trump campaign rests entirely on denouncing things that aren't happening. An imaginary bad economy, imaginary runaway crime, now an imaginary failure of Biden and Harris to respond to a natural disaster. It is a solid wall of lies, Malcolm. I mean, it is... you know, what's the guy from Moody Analytics? Best economy he's seen in 35 years. I mean, the FBI comes out, crime way down. I mean, the Republican governor of Georgia, Biden's been great, giving us everything we need for the hurricane. I mean, it's they literally, go ahead, yeah. But they literally say nothing that's true.
This way. Joe Biden's Twitter feed this week has been amazing. He twice tweeted, "This is a lie," about things that Donald Trump was saying with regards to the, you know, the relief for North Carolina, where you and I had just been, and other things. You know, these are the ways that you have to confront them. But this week, Donald Trump went into crazy, lunatic babbling, calling Kamala Harris a murderer, said she murdered a man as if she had held the gun in her hand. I mean, this man is mentally unfit. He's deranged. He is literally a lunatic, you know, delving into lunacy at this point. No one should allow him anywhere near atomic bombs. Right. This is just nuts. And we're talking like we should have a discussion about what he said. How about this man being a dribbling idiot?
Yep. So speaking of election interference, I didn't know if you have, I'm sure you have no thoughts, but Julian Assange recently said, "I am not free today because the system is working. I am free today after years of incarceration because I pled guilty to journalism. I pled guilty to informing the public."
Martyr.
Okay, first off, can I tell you guys something? This is the guy who put himself in his own one-room prison by himself, going to the Ecuadorian embassy and remaining there until his political asylum case was heard. For what, 7 years? I mean, this isn't Harry Potter getting locked up under the cupboard and under the stairs. This is a guy who ran and hid under the stairs. And he was a filthy pig by all accounts while he was there. He's famous for that. Julian Assange did not commit journalism. Julian Assange committed espionage and used another person who rightfully went to prison to commit that and then wanted to call it journalism.
Yeah.
Look, this is the same guy who went on jihad against Hillary Clinton and worked with hand-in-hand with Donald Trump and the Russians. How many books did I write about this?
A few.
The man deserves to be – I can't even believe he's out. He should have been extradited and imprisoned in the United States.
Yep. Malcolm Nance, be careful on your secret mission. By the way, he is the host of Black Man Spy podcast.
Yes.
All right. We love you. Stay safe.
All right.
Bye. There he goes. There goes my sailor. There he goes. Off to sea. 46 minutes after the
and
hour.
And you're Brandy. You're a fine girl.
I am.
What a good wife you would be.
Right?
Would be.
Nah, right. 47 minutes after the hour now. This portion of the show brought to you by Simple and Safe. Thank you. Turn it on. Good night.
Yeah.
Okay. Simply Safe. It is so fantastic if you remember to turn it on before you go to bed.
It helps.
Okay. Okay. It's peace of mind is what you're buying. Now that I've had a break-in, I'm just saying, thank God everything was okay. Now I have but you have peace of mind when you turn it on. You can set a reminder to turn it on. It's not a big deal. Anyway, I'm just saying you have peace of mind that you know you got door sensors, window sensors, you've got live fast protect monitoring, live guard protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders in their and stop them in their tracks.
Whoa.
Hey. That's what they say. They go,
don't.
You'll never be locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel anytime. Pricing transparent and affordable at less than $1 a day. No hidden fees ever. A lot of those other companies, really expensive.
Yeah, they are.
I checked into it. Simply Safe, named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, best customer service, so says Newsweek magazine. I mean, come on. Protect your home. 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Oh, yes. Here she is, Stephanie Miller, host of The Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah. We got the group in the house tonight.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
No.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This portion of the show brought to you by Chill. We can all use a little of that. It's
going to
be a rough month.
Well,
CB Distillery, I'm telling you, wow. You can get they have products in Jody is, she's not on now, but she took to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It's for everything.
It works.
Pain for after physical activity, that's what I use it for. For sleep, for I just chill, baby. CB Distillery, their targeted formulations made from the highest quality clean ingredients, no fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health.
Yeah.
If you have struggled with a health concern, haven't found relief, make the change like we did. CB Distillery, the source we trust. 20% discount to get you started. Thank you. 20% discount. CBDistillery.com. Use the code Stephanie for that 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. That is CBDistillery.com. Yep, we were saying the new president of Mexico is a lady person. We're coming. We're coming, world.
And she's a climate scientist.
She's a climate scientist and a Yahoo.
She's all of the above.
Come on, people. Let's go, America. Let's do this, for God's sakes. Okay. We were just talking to Malcolm Nance about the Middle East, which Jody and I have summed up brilliantly with just boys are dumb.
Yes.
Dean said, it appears Trump's BFF Netanyahu has done exactly as Trump wanted and started a regional war in the Middle East in an effort to help Trump win.
Yep.
Thank you. Dean further says U.S. Crude oil prices rose by nearly 3% on Tuesday as the U.S. warned of possible imminent attack by Iran against Israel, just as Netanyahu knew would happen. This is to help Trump win. Gas prices will now rise right through Election Day.
I mean, and they're on their way down.
And this Trump buddy, head of the port workers union. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you, there are all kinds of people that do not have America's best interest at heart that are dying for Donald Trump to get back in there.
They're only interested in rat effery.
Thank you. Dean, just a couple more, said, point being, this war was all planned by Netanyahu. He could have had the hostages released and ended Gaza war months ago. He said no. Now he chooses a regional war over peace. Netanyahu is the Putin of the Middle East. Thank you. And he just said, reminder, Jerry Nadler in July said about Netanyahu, when he talks about the hostages, I don't believe he has any interest in releasing the hostages because that would hasten the end of the war. And that's why you see hostage negotiations and he keeps putting on new conditions, new objections to the hostage deal. Despicable piece of. Okay. What's the antidote? Harrison Walls.
Oh, yes.
Should we remind you that Walls is our man?
He is.
Walls is our man.
Has messed with his depends.
He sees that Waltz is our man. Kamala's got a plan. That Waltz is a man, not a weirdo. Waltz is our man. He sure beats Katie Vance.
That Waltz is our man, my son.
Oh my God, Rocky Mountain Mike. Take your balls out of that vice. Take your balls out. It's
high notes, Waltz.
Wow, Rocky Mountain Mike. That's amazing. Michelangelo on Coach Waltz. Hello, Mike, in Colorado.
Good morning, kid. Yes, good morning, kids. How you doing?
Hi.
I just called up to let you know what you saw last night was you saw a Nebraska farm boy who did all the right stuff.
Yep.
Going up against a chicken inspector from Ohio. That's what you saw last night. What an amazing thing. He was nervous and everything. I was with 12 people last night watching, and everybody was like, oh, this is all over after 5-10 minutes of this debate. And then he came in roaring like a lion.
Yeah.
That's what he did last night.
Somebody said J.D. Vance is
Tim
like the guy from corporate they send in to downsize and tell you what it's really best for you and everybody. Yeah, we're going to need you to get your stapler. All right. Sue in Rockville real quick. Hey, Sue. Hello, Sue.
Hey, I just want to say, no one has mentioned this, and I didn't know it, but it turns out the vice president has unlimited power to run all aspects of government.
Who knows? Kamala Harris is responsible for everything.
She is.
Wow. Coffee with Carlos next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Busted Pencils, Doctors Tim and Johnny.
And we'll be talking to Carrie Beach from The Overture about Shucked.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.